learning, we're Tinyan Chayotim Kalman and Aleph, and we're starting Simen Chav Dalet. So we spoke about, in Simen Chav Gimel, the issue of the when is the appropriate time to say the bracha, how much time do you have to say the bracha, etc. So in Simen Chav Dalet, he deals with not the when, but the where of the bracha. Where should you say it? So Chayotim says, Chathchila osu l'adam lotzeis mi mekamoi, achivorach bracha chrono, shema yishkach. So even something which the bracha achrona is a brain of foshos, the very basic bracha achrona, so a person should not leave without saying the bracha. But even if the person left, he's allowed to say the bracha wherever he is. But the appropriate thing to do is immediately after you finish eating, you're planning to, the meal is finished, before you go on to leave, before you leave, go elsewhere, you should say the bracha achrona. I'll say it later somewhere else. We're afraid you're going to forget. So therefore, a person should say the bracha immediately where he is. So that's by something of the bracha achrona of a brain of hoshos. V'davka b'dorim she'enu mavorach el brain of hoshos, rabos. So there the halacha is A, that b'di'evid, you can say it wherever it is, and B, even so, it's still appropriate to say it where you were, in order to prevent you from forgetting. So the chiddush of the brain of hashos is that there's no b'di'evid, you do not need to return. It's not mechayev a bracha mikir adin in this makom that would be mechayev you to return. But even so, we're saying you should be careful to say it right away where you are in order not to lose the bracha. That is in contrast to the next part. But those which get the alamichya, the aloeitz, alagefen, it's more questionable what their status is. Yesh tofik. So what's the question? So let's work backwards. We had before in Klamim Zion, regards to Birchas Amazon, that Chazal or Mechayev, the person to say benching in the place where he ate. That's a chiyuv, which is Mechayev him. Even if he left, he has to return. Is the case of that, he has to return a case of Mamezer, a case of Shogig, that's a Mechloikas. But Chazal were Kaveya, that there's a Chiyav to say the Bracha, Bim Karmai. It's not just because you might come to forget, because if that would be the reason alone, we wouldn't be Mechayiv to return. It means Be'atzim, this is something which, because of its Chashivas, we said it's appropriate that the place to say the Bracha is the place where the meal was. It's to be the appropriate end to this significant consumption that you just did. So it has to be done mim karmai. So by Birchas Amazon, this is a Mishnah in Masechtas Brachas, that a person who was ochel and he left, he has to go back. The Rambam says the case of Mishnah is referring to the case of Mezid. In the case of Shagig, if you left the Shagig, you do not need to return, go back. The Rosh says, no, the case of Mishnah is the case of Shagig. Even in the case of Shogeg, a person who leaves without realizing without knowing that they have to make a bracha achrona and knowing they're not allowed to leave. He left without knowing that. And somebody says, you know, you shouldn't have done that. But he left already. He still has to go back according to the Rosh. The Mishnah takes it a step further. According to the what about if a person benches in the new place? So the appropriate thing to do is to go back. Or alternatively, to eat some more bread and bench over here. The person did neither. He just benched over here. So, B'di'evid, according to the opinion of the Rambam, what does Yerzei? B'di'evid, he benched, so he's Yerzei. Mr. Burr's Madaik, according to the Rosh, that's only true in the case of Shogig. In the case of a person knew the halacha, he's not allowed to leave. And he left anyway, against the halacha, and then he benched in the second place, where he is now, even B'di'evid, he's not yet to benching. We have to go. He would still have to go back and bench. The only exception is if he's so distant, by returning back to the place, it'll be already Shir Ichel and he'll lose the opportunity to say the bracha. Then he says the bracha where he is. But otherwise, he has to go back. So that's how strong this halacha is. According to the Rosh, the person knew the halacha and left B'mezid, and he benched in the second place. He's not yet to benching. It's not a din d'oraisa. It's a din rabbanan chazar mafkia your kiyum of the mitzvah, and mechayev you do the mitzvah again. So who are we passing like? We see the Rambam and the Rosh. That's not clear. But Now the question is, does this halacha then extend to bracha achas mein gimel? So it definitely applies to benching. Does it apply to bracha achas mein gimel? So there are three opinions. One says no. It's only if a person ate pas, because the pas is very much the kviyas of a meal. Kviyas of a meal, it means it has a makom. So if it has a makom, you have a chiyuv to say the bracha there. Other foods are not as much of a kveya, so there's not really a makom, so there's not a chiyuv to say the bracha in that makom. That's the first opinion. Second opinion says it includes pas and anything which is made from azonos, from dagon, from the grains, because they tend to function fairly similar to pas. They give a person satiation, etc. So, in that situation, Chazal gave it, and the bracha is a bracha achas mein gimel, which has a level of chashivus to the bracha. So Chazal gave it a chiyuv that you have to say bracha mimkama. But a person would eat peiros or drink wine, even though they say bracha achas mein gimel, there's not a chiyuv to go back. It functions like bread and fushos. And the third opinion says it applies not only to bread and to the hemini dogon, cakes, cookies, etc. It applies to anything from the Shivas Amin. The Maisa, the bracha is the bracha achas mein gimel, which is potentially even it could be a bracha deraisa, machlokes bishonim. Many bishonim hold that's within deraisa. The person has to say this bracha after he eats fruits of the Eretz Yisrael. So they were mechayiv. You have to say it in the place that you ate. So that's introduction to the siman. And we'll go through some more of the pratim, Bez Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.